Hi, Bernice. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. Well, clearly, I didn't succeed at trying to sleep early today. Just a lot of things. It was quite a busy day in a good way, you know. But at the same time, sometimes, you know, some of the busyness, just things you can't avoid. They add up. But yeah, it was fun. Like, at our Smartly marketing project, and well, the project is based off Quirky, right? So it was really good. And through discussion, something became apparent. One way to ensure no misunderstanding, even though in some ways I see this as slightly different, but if you were to compare it with existing models that people could understand, then I would say Quirky is perhaps more similar to social network than content provider, because we don't provide content, right? But it's also not exactly like social network, because we don't, I mean, when I think of social network, I think of likes of Facebook or LinkedIn, where people are still encouraged to create their own content and keep track of everyone around them. I guess it's not necessarily in conflict. It's not a bad thing for users on Quirky to become friends with everyone around them, but a bit different. But if we're creating a new category, you know, the new faces challenges. So having an analogy does help, but you know, we're not YouTube. We don't create content. We don't necessarily. There may be aspects that we will be, or at certain stage we might, you know, end up collecting content. But that's not the key focus, especially early days. I suppose it's more like social network because it allows you to find learners to learn with, and it curates the interaction so that, you know, you do it right there. But something quite interesting came up from today's discussion with this aspect. I guess I was brushing it off that people, you know, we have human nature, and human nature is to work with people we already know. You don't want to constantly change up, you know? And that's very true. Even though part of the inspiration comes from the aspect that, you know, relying on friends you know, people you're comfortable with, just doesn't really cut it, because people are busy. You know, if you are trying to get something done, you have to turn to people you don't know. And it's okay for the relationship and exchange to be very contained and specifically, I guess, intended for that exchange of knowledge. Well, it's not even exchange of knowledge, I guess it's facilitated, facilitated interaction with the intention of learning together. So both parties are benefiting. Anyways, it's not like I'm gonna have a super clear answer right now. I'll be happy to go into bed, but it's leading somewhere. All right. Thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. Oh, on a last note, came across Buddhist 5 recollections. This daily recollection that recommends. It basically talks about, well, it's a reminder that we can never escape, you know, death. We can never escape ill health. We can never escape the pain of losing our loved ones. And the actions we take today will inform what we'll experience tomorrow. Yeah, 5 recollections. I feel like I'm missing one more. Let me double check. Definitely don't want to miss anything. Illness. Oh yeah, we cannot avoid growing old. So, a good reminder. I'll try to say them out loud daily. I think it would be make the harshness of life way easier to manage. Alright, thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.